This is Jan Powers, the host of Being Your Best, and I've got a very special guest today. I'm talking to personal trainer and coach Alan Uba, who says that if we want to excel at just about anything in life, there are some important lessons we can learn from top athletes. Alan, thanks for coming.
Happy to be here.
To get started, I'd love for you to tell us about what you have called the 5 keys to success.
Of course. The first one is be persistent. Research indicates that a specific talent isn't always obvious from the beginning. Some people's true talent is for learning. So the best piano players aren't always the ones who showed immediate promise, but they are always people who stuck with it. If you keep working on a skill, you will get better at it, and you might even excel at it.
Okay, so number one is be persistent. The second key to success is what you call rage to master. What does that mean?
The idea of rage to master comes from studies of child prodigies. The one thing they all have in common, besides an excellent memory, is that they are completely determined to learn a particular thing. They put all of their energy into mastering it. In my opinion, this suggests that we should all try to find the thing that inspires our rage to master.
Huh. Okay. And next is make mistakes?
That's right. As you've probably heard, learning requires trial and error. Scientists have monitored the brains of rats while they try to solve a maze, and they can see new neural connections forming as the rats figure it out. That's because making mistakes is essential to learning. The lesson here is that we shouldn't be afraid of getting things wrong if we want to succeed in the end. So getting things wrong is our friend, not our enemy.
Okay, and how about number four? What is optimal push?
Optimal push is an expression used by sports psychologist Larry Lauer. It means that you have to work at a level that is difficult for you, but not so difficult that you can't master it. This is something both successful students and successful athletes have in common, the ability to find that optimal level.
Oh, that makes sense. And number five is reflect. What do you mean by reflect?
Reflection is the last on my list, but it's probably the most important. Almost all successful people say that they think about what they've done. They evaluate their progress and they learn from it. We all need to spend time on reflection.
Well, you've really given us quite a bit to reflect on today, Alan. Thank you so much for coming on the pod.